Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. Our scripture for today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Merriam-Webster.com defines meek as enduring injury with patience and without resentment. The Bible offers meekness as a virtue that means to be humble, gentle, and submissive to God's will. It is often associated with patience and putting aside one's own desires to follow God. Jesus was meek while the soldiers arrested him in the garden where he was praying. Jesus was meek while Herod and the soldiers mocked and ridiculed him. He was meek as they spit upon him, stripped him of his clothes, and beat him bloody. He was meek as the soldiers pressed a crown of thorns onto his head and blood ran into his eyes. He was meek as he bowed under the weight of that huge cross, dragging it through the streets and up the hill to Golgotha, the place of the skull. He was meek as they pounded the nails into his hands and feet, nailing him to that cross. He was meek as the cross was raised. He was quiet and submissive. He could have called down legions of angels from heaven to destroy those crucifying him. Yet he hung there, dying humbly, accepting the pain and humiliation of torture and crucifixion. All throughout his life on earth, Jesus showed restraint. He was gentle, kind, and loving. He was strong in his faith and trust in God his Father, yet never lorded himself over anyone. Instead, he constantly lifted others up, teaching by example, healing freely, and loving all he met. What if we Christians took a page from Jesus' playbook and made being meek and humble our constant attitude? What if we turn the other cheek when offended? What if we forgive 7 times 70 times? What if we pray for those with whom we disagree instead of condemning them? What if we keep the great commandment to love God and love our neighbors? What if we all endure injury with patience instead of resentment? What if we start a new movement that brings a revelation of peace to earth? Now, peace on the whole earth may take a while, but wouldn't it be amazing and wonderful to have peace in your own soul, peace in your family, peace in your workplace, in your neighborhood, in your town, as we work toward bringing it to the whole earth? I recall the words of that wonderful Vince Gill song, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." My friends, let's fix our eyes on Jesus and emulate his meekness. Let's be bold in love and meekly forgiving in everything else. Let's start that peace on earth today. Please pray with me. Dear God, I want to be more like Jesus today. I want to be meek and mild and forgiving toward everyone, just as He is. I want to let go my anger and resentment, forgiving as Jesus did, meekly accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. Help me, Lord, to grow in love and to spread that love wherever I go. Help me, Lord, to be meek In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's podcast was written and read by Bernice Howard.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.